Kevin and Lyndon, you're now working for a form of media that didn't really exist even 10 years ago, certainly not with the prominence it's got. Where did you come to Scoop from? What was your background?
I worked in TV for a while as a reporter for What Now, so hard news background, and then I did a little bit of Parliament. That was a strange time in my life, as a report writer, so very behind the scenes, but it gave me a little bit of a political insight.
How did you get the job? Did you apply for it? Did you know Alistair?
I knew a friend of mine was doing a journalism course, and she was very friendly with Alistair's brother's wife. So, it's Wellington. People know each other.
How about you, Lyndon? You've got a student press background?
Yeah, I was... basically the designer for Critic, the student newspaper, and then I moved up here without any particular plans, and I think I got picked up for Scoop just because I was blogging, actually, drawing attention myself partly, and also just in terms of I could clearly work the internet and write a coherent sentence and sort of sub-edit things if necessary. So
what's your day consist of?
Mostly it's the... we'll call it the pop, just checking the emails as they come in. That's how we get our press releases, and then reformatting them where necessary and putting them up through our content system. And then in the gaps between that, or when that gets shuffled onto someone else, I can do things like make editorial pictures if there's something that needs that kind of thing, or maybe do a little bit of my own writing.
Yeah, and you do satire, and you do it really well. It's a form that's almost disappeared from the mainstream media, but it seems to flourish on the internet, both on your blog and more recently on Scoop.
Yeah, I think the internet does make people think of the pamphleteering kind of movements in the old days, except of course it doesn't actually cost any money to put something up on the internet, whereas it did to print a pamphlet, so it's actually even more open than that. And I think possibly the readership, or you can find a readership on the web that does have the literary skill to actually pass out a piece of satire, which must help as well.
Which doesn't actually, and that's not the case with most of the print media. I know, for example, that Graham Reed, who wrote some wonderful satire for the Herald, basically couldn't do it anymore because people didn't get it and they complained.
Right.
And the editors decided it wasn't worth the bother.
Yeah. Well, possibly print's also more vulnerable to people complaining. Possibly. I mean, there will always be someone who doesn't get it, but, on the internet there'll be thousands of people who don't get it, and that's normal.
Well, I was just going to follow up on the Lyndon arriving at Scoop, because it is actually quite an interesting story if, you're into the internet and blogs and stuff. As a couple of years ago, there was a blog called Fighting Talk, and it was sort of centre-left orientated, and it had a number of people, and... Lyndon kind of had this job application thing there, like, I'm in the hut, I've moved, I intended to come to Wellington. And I looked through the list of people on the blog, and they're a pretty impressive list. There was Patrick Cruzan, who now works at the Dominion Post and used to work for the Herald on Sunday. There was Matt Nippert, of course, who's, a bit of a tyro at the Listener. And I was looking down this list, and I went, well, maybe we should grab this guy, because everyone else here on this blog seems to be pretty flash. So it was like a job hunting blog as well. So yeah, there was a particularly good piece Lyndon wrote about George Hawkins when George Hawkins was getting stick, and it was about putting George Hawkins' head on Traitor's Gate.
Did you know Alistair Thompson before you started here?
I'd heard of Alistair Thompson through a mutual friend of ours called Gordon Campbell, who said, I know this guy who's a great researcher, and he's really good sort of background in the media, and he started up his own company, and then. I didn't really give it another thought until I actually ran into Al and I started working at Scoop.
Right, because Scoop now, of course, is a flourishing media business, has offices. Did you actually have the office in town when you started?
No, we had the classic shed arrangement, which was the classic Scoop. And Karori, on a fine day, is a lovely place, but now we're a lot closer to Parliament. We can get down and cover a lot more stories. And it saves me a lot on parking. So I think town is enabled Scoop to get a lot closer to the actual Parliament business.
And so that is that the bulk of your day is based around those parliamentary.
I still haven't lost that desire to put up a good press release. No, I'm the one that pops out of the office the most.
Obviously, as a small operation, you can't cover every story out there. How do you prioritise? How do you know what's a scoop story?
I think scoop does. It's definitely in the politics or parliament and business. That they're the two biggies. We don't normally cover crime stories and that, so that may be something in the future. But it's definitely, and I think that's our niche, is covering parliament and politics, and you know, getting the odd image from Linden's also that differentiates the site, because you go to the Herald and they're not going to have a rocking parliament with weird strobe lights.
No, they're not.
There's only one website you're going to come for that.
Another feature of Scoop right from the beginning has been that Scoop's not afraid to campaign. And Alistair, as the founder and editor, has had running stories. Do you enjoy that? The fact that you can do that.
It's good. You can get some funny looks from politicians when you wander down, and they go, "Oh, it's the guy from Scoop." But, I like the idea. We picked up the Iraq War was pretty early. That was before I came on board, and then we had the Zowie story. Have we campaigned about anything recently, Linton?
Well, we're running the current Zowie hearings pretty thoroughly at the moment. In fact, we've stolen an ex-print journalist for the purpose of analysing the review of the security certificate. We've got the ex-listener journalist, Gordon Campbell, writing his analysis of the case, which, of course, he's been following since it started as well. And for some reason, Scoop is now the only place that runs a thoroughgoing.
Well, yeah, why do you think that is? Why is Scoop the only media vehicle that interested in the Zowie story these days?
Probably because we've got Gordon Campbell, and Gordon Campbell is very interested in the Zowie story, and it's a perfect outlet. You know, like, he doesn't need to be doesn't need to write truncated articles. He can basically blat out 3,000 or 4,000 words in 1 week, and we can wrap it all together on Friday, and people can print it out. So if you're an aficionado of that kind of stuff, right into it. I just remember we did do the Progressive Enterprises strike last year. Whilst other media might have put it on page 4 or 5, we were right behind that. Which I thought was a big industrial issue. I thought that was just a major industrial battle in New Zealand, up there with the waterfront strike. And so that was something we ran a lot stronger than other news organisations.
What are your other favourite stories that Scoop's done since you've been here? Which ones are you really proud of?
Oh, I quite like, I did a lot of sort of interviews when I started out with Matt Robson, and I just like the fact that it's Scoop. You can go and interview someone like John Key, this was a year or so ago, ask him a whole heap of questions for half an hour, and you can then put that information out there, whereas other news organisations will truncate it down, and that's the beauty of Scoop, is that sort of raw news. We can have 40 minutes listening to me chatting to John Key. I mean, you'd have to be pretty keen on politics to listen to the whole thing, but it's there. Yourself, Lyndon?
I was just thinking in terms of things that I've done. One of the things about the agency is that it's a sort of smaller and simpler operation than a traditional media thing, but you kind of do get all of the benefits. So if you want to go and review the entire arts festival and get a sort of team of just interested bodies together, you can. And that was quite a remarkable thing that I basically did.
How much feedback do you get from readers, and of what nature?
We get angry letters from overseas about some of the international content that may have been put up years and years ago, about Mormons or the Iraq War, or we also periodically get congratulated for the casualty pictures from, I think, probably the invasion of Iraq that all went up via sort of that Al Jazeera kind of thing. But so it's surprising some of the reactions to some very old stories.
Do you think that the other media they seem to have caught up with you in some respects in terms of timeliness and that raw news thing you were talking about?
One thing that Scoop does, I think, is we started that sort of like you take a couple of pictures, you write a brief description, and you've got the audio as well, so mixing it all together. And a lot the other websites are still like it's a print story chucked up on the internet, whereas I think there is a style of writing for the net, and it's generally it's good if you've got a longer article, but it's quite good to truncate it, keep it 300 or 400 words, put in a couple of pictures, and then the raw audio if you want more.
How do you see it evolving in the next few years? Because Scoop's not going to go away. It's recognised and respected. You've moved on from the notice board thing. I mean, what's next? How's it?
Well, just continue to grow that sort of multimedia aspect, maybe video. Although working in TV, I know video's a pain in the neck.
But we might see Scoop TV at some point.
Quite possibly, although that one of the beauties of Scoop was I escaped from TV, so I'm a little concerned about us getting back into it. But, you know, Salwyn, he's got a flash new camera, so expect to see a lot more video on Scoop from the Auckland office.